This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. November 1st, that's when the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says states should prepare for a coronavirus vaccine. November 1st is also 2 days before the presidential election. The McClatchy News Service was the first to report that the CDC had sent out a four-page memo on August 27th for health departments to draft vaccination plans by October 1st. Plans would need to coincide with the earliest possible release of a COVID-19 vaccine. The CDC memo said healthcare professionals, employees of long-term care facilities, and other essential workers should receive initial priority for a possible new vaccine. As United States health officials make plans, researchers across the world are scrambling to develop a vaccine, too. 170 candidates are being tracked by the World Health Organization. Scientists are expressing confidence that effective vaccines will be developed, and much sooner than anyone could have hoped. More than 170 countries are participating in negotiations overseen by the WHO and involving the Vaccine Alliance. The U.S. has declined to participate in the initiative, partly because it is led by the WHO, which the Trump administration accuses of mishandling the outbreak in the first place. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday. Now his presidential opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, will visit Thursday. Biden will hold a community meeting focusing on healing in Kenosha. President Trump walked along the streets where buildings were damaged or destroyed during civil unrest spawned by a white officer shooting a black man. Read our full coverage of the visits on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Both of the 2020 presidential candidates are scheduled to be in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania on September 11th to pay tribute to the victims of the 2001 terrorist attacks. Pennsylvania is a key battleground state on the site of a memorial in Shanksville, where Flight 93 crashed into a field. President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden will both visit to commemorate the 19th anniversary of 9/11, although it's not yet clear how their visits might be staggered. Because of COVID-19, the National Park Service is holding an abbreviated ceremony this year, a 20-minute tribute in which the names of the passengers and crew members will be read aloud with the ringing of the bells of remembrance. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife will attend the 9/11 memorial ceremony in New York City. Germany says it has unequivocal evidence that prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with the Soviet-style nerve agent Novichok. That's the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Britain. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany after falling ill August 20th from suspected poisoning while on a commercial flight. European leaders searched for the strongest possible terms to denounce the attack, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling it outrageous. Hurricane Nana is now the season's fifth hurricane, and according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center, storm surge will continue to move along Belize's coast and further inland. Flash flood warnings are expected to continue in Belize, Guatemala, Mexico, and the Bay Islands of Honduras this morning. A prominent British human rights lawyer is convening an independent tribunal in London to investigate whether the Chinese government's alleged rights abuses against Uyghur Muslims in the far western Xinjiang region constitute genocide or crimes against humanity. The tribunal is expected to reveal new evidence and testimony in public hearings next year. It's the latest attempt to hold China accountable for its treatment of the Uyghurs. Barrister Jeffrey Nice previously led the prosecution of ex-Serbian president over the Balkans War. The lawyer said that while his tribunal does not have governmental backing, it's nonetheless one way to address the alleged abuses by filling the gap in reliable information. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.